Hi, Sammy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. So excited to speak to you. So
Yeah,
tell me about
same.
this incredible project of yours. You're a triple threat, writing, directing, producing. Tell me how it all began.
I felt I've always sort of like had a love of film. I think as a student of film, somebody who literally grew up, my favorite moments were watching movies that moved me in. Shape me, I guess. But I think this, I was in no rush to get behind the camera. I just had to find the right thing. And when the story came to me, I mean, I always put it back to when I was working with Michael on Boardwalk, and I used to watch him punching sandbags and going off to the boxing gym, and had this sort of image of him as a boxer, as the sort of hard exterior, but you look into his eyes and seeing that sensitivity and that vulnerability and that innocence that he has. And when I came up with the story, I just couldn't imagine it being anybody else but Michael. So I sort of managed to, develop the story a bit. But once I started writing it, it became a bit of a single stream of thought. I wrote it over 10 days, let the sort of words take me to those places with those people. And I just asked that great question, which is, if you only have one day, who would you speak to? What would you say? What would you do? And, I wanted to make something that was about love and about forgiveness and not about something, about the human condition, about the human spirit. I feel I feel I wanted to sort of, try to sort of find the relatable aspects of our lives that everybody can relate to, those relationships. What would we do if we only had one day?
I love that. And you did such an incredible job with it. And since have you had all three roles doing that, directing, producing, and writing, what would you say were the biggest challenges for you?
Oh man, it's been a battle. We lovingly renamed the film Fight of the Day because every day was a fight. Getting this made, every day since making the film has been a fight. I mean, getting a film out that's sort of reminiscent of movies past that we don't really see much anymore, films that are all character, all heart. Not necessarily complex in story, but complex in the human condition. It's not easy making these films these days. People want genre movies, but they actually do want films like this. It's just they're not given them enough. So people don't understand that we need films like this. It's what inspires us to tell real human stories, adult films. I feel incredibly lucky and very grateful that I have been able to make this movie. But my God, has it been rough? I mean, it's a battle every day. So the best times and the easiest times were when we were actually making the movie. I mean, getting the film off the ground was pretty much an impossibility until we actually found somebody who was willing to go the stretch. And now, since then, getting distribution for a film like this, which sounds insane, but it's not an easy landscape out there. It's very, very difficult. So films like this really need the support of the viewers, of the audience, of the critics, because we need to get more of these films made and more of word of mouth and get them out there.
And one thing you kind of answered part of this before, but I want to piggyback on this. You mentioned when you pictured Michael in the role. What about everybody else? Because it's such an incredible cast. Did you have them in mind, or did they just kind of audition? Tell me a little bit about choosing them for their roles.
Well, it's there was some of my old Boardwalk folk in there. Lovely Steve Buscemi. I couldn't imagine anybody but Steve doing it, and obviously Anatol Youssef. But I have actually worked with the majority of the people who are in the movie. I worked with Ron Perlman on a movie years ago. We got to see each other. I couldn't imagine anybody, and I luckily got to ask him, and he did it. John Magara, I worked with. He's been a dear friend as well. Thank God he came on board as Patrick. And then getting Joe Pesci was an absolute, and Nicolette Robinson with her beautiful voice and like an unbelievable performance. Everybody, Joe was the white whale in the film, probably wouldn't have got made if we hadn't secured him. And as he does a film once every 5 to 10 years. So I got Joe because I heard him sing I heard his voice, and I was writing the character of the father who was suffering from dementia. And I was remembering my gran when she was suffering from early onset dementia, and music would pull her back into the room, and she'd have these moments of lucidity once hearing something that sort of like jogged her memory. And we needed an actor who's almost, you don't hear them speak, but you hear him sing. And that's what jogs his memory at the end. So, I mean, getting Joe on board was landing the white whale for us. It was an incredible experience because a lot of those actors I have personal relationships with. So I was very good. When I say easier, it was very from the heart when I was writing those characters. So everybody, because this is a character study, this is meant to be a story of, people, a man's journey at the end of his life, a sort of elegy, if you will. You need every one of these moments to be directly from the heart. So you needed actors who are able to do more in 10 minutes than most actors can do in entire films and careers. And every single one of these guys were just the top of their game. It was amazing.
And without getting too much away, which scene are you most looking forward to everybody singing?
Sorry, say that again.
What scene are you most looking forward to everybody seeing without giving too much away?
Oh God, it's so hard because I just have so many favorite moments in the movie. But I think the picture in general, because I think each character has their moment. I think the moment with Joe is a very, but Joe Pesci is a very personal moment when he actually finally comes to see his dad, and what he's able to say to his father, which is something he's never been able to say before, even in the state he's in. I think it's a very moving moment. I wanted to make a film about a boxer, not a boxing film. So I think I wanted to earn the fight that we get to at the end. And I think that's one of, it's a great boxing match. Even if you don't like boxing, somebody can watch that and say that's a wonderful boxing match. People have come out of the theater and said, I hate boxing and I love this movie. How? So, there's a lot of moments throughout it. I wanted it to be relatable. I wanted us all to be able to, anybody has had a mother or a father or an ex-wife or a kid or, a daughter or a son or a mentor, a best friend. So I wanted to put something in it for everybody. So there is something relatable for each person.
And what moment do, or character do you relate to the most, and why?
I'm so sorry. I'm having a bit of a hard time hearing that. What was that question, Sammy? Sorry.
Sure, I'm sorry. Which character or person do you relate to the most in the movie, and why?
I'd probably say Patrick. I don't know why. I think Patrick was, it's sort of beautiful because it's a scene between a priest, but also his best friend. And I thought I wanted to write a scene where he doesn't talk about God once, but he talks about it's guidance. It's where you go to your friend and you're almost asking for guidance. And Patrick understands at this moment. He doesn't need a priest. He needs his buddy, his childhood friend who's been there through thick and thin. And I think that's a character which talks about the good. You can do bad things, but you can still be a good person. It's how you go through life. Are you on a good path? And I think it's quite a good metaphor for any human being taking on that role is. Are we, we can make mistakes, we can do terrible things, but if we are good, ostensibly, if we are a good person, that's what the people closest to us will understand. And that's why Michael's able to be given that forgiveness by those closest to him.
Wonderful. Well, we are almost out of time. I want to thank you so much for your time and tell you I'm so incredibly proud of you, and I think you're
Oh.
absolutely amazing.
Sammy, thank you so much. That's such a kind thing to say. That's such a beautiful thing.
Thank you. Good luck. Happy holidays, and I hope we talk again
You
soon.
too. Happy holidays.
Thank you, honey. Have a good one.